This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of December, 2024. Essence. Sweet children, first make effort on yourselves to earn a true income, and then inspire your friends and relatives to do the same. Charity begins at home. Question. What is the way to attain happiness and comfort? Answer. Purity. Where there is purity, there is happiness and comfort. The Father establishes a pure world, the Golden Age. There are no vices there. Worshippers of the deities can never question how the world could continue without vice. You now have to go to a world of comfort. Therefore, you have to forget this impure world. You have to remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Om Shanti. The meaning of Om Shanti has been explained to you children. Shiv Baba can say Om Shanti, and the Saligram children also say Om Shanti. The soul says Om Shanti. This means that he is the son of the Silent Father. There is no need to try different ways to find silence by going into the jungles, etc. Souls are silent anyway, and so what is the point of trying different ways? The Father sits here and explains this. It is that Father whom you ask to come and take you away to a world of happiness and comfort. All human beings desire comfort and happiness, but you need to have purity before you can have peace and happiness. Pure ones are called pure, and impure ones are called impure. Those of the impure world call out, "Come and take us to the pure world." He is the one who liberates you from this impure world and takes you to the pure world. There is purity in the Golden Age and impurity in the Iron Age. That is a viceless world, whereas this is a vicious world. You children know that the world population continues to increase. The Golden Age is a viceless world, and so there must definitely be fewer human beings there. Who would those few people be? There must definitely be the kingdom of deities in the Golden Age. That is called a world of comfort. That is a land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow. Only the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can change this land of sorrow into that land of happiness. It is surely the Father who will give you the inheritance of happiness. That Father says, "Now forget this land of sorrow and remember the land of peace and the land of happiness." This is called Man-Man Above. The Father comes and gives you children the visions of that land of happiness. He inspires the destruction of this land of sorrow and takes you to the land of peace. You have to understand this cycle. You have to take 84 births. Those who go first into the land of happiness first are the ones who take 84 births. By simply remembering this much, you children can become the masters of the land of happiness. The Father says, "Children, remember the land of peace and then remember your inheritance." That is, remember the land of happiness. Firstly, you go to the land of peace, and so you should consider yourselves to be the masters of that land of peace, Brahmand. You will continue to forget this world if, while walking and moving around, you consider yourselves to be residents of that place. The Golden Age is a land of happiness, but not everyone can go to the Golden Age. Only those who worship the deities will understand these things. This study that the True Father teaches is your true income. All the rest are false incomes. The true income is that of the imperishable jewels of knowledge, whereas perishable wealth and property is a false income. Since the Copper Age onwards, you have been earning false incomes. The reward of this true, imperishable income starts at the beginning of the Golden Age and finishes at the end of the Silver Age. That is, you experience the reward for half a cycle. Then the false income begins, through which you experience temporary happiness. Only the ocean of knowledge gives you these imperishable jewels of knowledge. The True Father enables you to earn a true income. Bharat was a land of truth, and it has now become a land of falsehood. No other land can be called a land of truth and a land of falsehood. God, the Emperor, the Truth, is the creator of the land of truth. God, the Father, is the true one. All others are false fathers. In the Golden Age, you have true fathers, because there isn't any falsehood or sin there. This is a world of sinful souls, whereas that is a world of charitable souls. Therefore, you now need to make a lot of effort to earn this true income. Those who earned this income in the previous cycle will do so again. First, you have to earn this true income yourself, and then inspire your family and your in-laws family to earn this true income. Charity begins at home. Those who believe in the concept of omnipresent cannot perform devotion. If all are forms of God, who is it that they worship? Therefore, effort has to be made to pull them out of that quicksand. How would sannyasis perform charity at home? Firstly, they are not able to tell you anything about their households. Ask them, "Why are you not able to tell us? We should at least know." What harm would there be if they told you, "I belonged to this family and then adopted renunciation"? When someone asks you, you can tell him instantly. Sannyasis have many followers. If a sannyasi were to tell them that there is only one God, his followers would question him and ask, "Who gave you this knowledge?" If he said it was the BKs, his business would finish. Why would anyone want to lose his honour in that way? No one would even give them food. This is why it is very difficult for the sannyasis. Firstly, you have to give this knowledge to your friends and relatives, etc., and inspire them to earn a true income through which they can attain happiness for 21 births. This is a very easy thing. However, it is fixed in the drama for there to be so many scriptures and temples, etc. Residents of this impure world say, come and take us to a pure world. It is now 5,000 years since the Golden Age began to exist. They say that the duration of the Iron Age is hundreds of thousands of years. Therefore, how can people understand where or when the Land of Happiness existed? They say that annihilation takes place, and that the Golden Age then comes after that. That first of all, Sri Krishna comes, sitting on a peepal leaf, floating on an ocean, and sucking his thumb. They have changed everything around. The father says, I now tell you the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures through Brahma. This is why they show Brahma emerging from the navel of Vishnu, and also why they show scriptures in his hand. Now Brahma would surely exist here. Scriptures would not exist in the subtle region. Brahma has to be here. Vishnu, the dual form of Lakshmi and Narayan, also exists here. Brahma becomes Vishnu, and then Vishnu becomes Brahma. Now, whether Brahma emerged from Vishnu, or Vishnu emerged from Brahma, is a matter to be understood. However, only those who study well will understand these things. The father says, you have to continue to understand these matters until the moment you leave your bodies. You have become 100% totally senseless and bankrupt. You were once sensible deities, and you are now becoming those deities again. Human beings cannot change anyone into deities. You were those deities, and you then completely lost all your celestial degrees while taking 84 births. You were in great comfort in the Land of Happiness, whereas you are now restless. You are able to explain the account of 84 births. It is easy to calculate how many births those of Islam, the Buddhists, Christians, Sikhs, and all the other sects and isms take. Only the residents of Bharat become the masters of heaven. The sapling is now being planted. Once you have understood the explanation of this knowledge yourself, you have to give it to your mothers, fathers, sisters and brothers. Whilst living at home with your families, you have to live like a lotus flower. Then charity begins at home. You have to relate this knowledge to those in your parents' home and also your in-laws' home. Even in business, they first try to make their own brothers into business partners. Here too it is the same. There is the praise that Kumari is one who uplifts her parents' home and also her in-laws' home. Impure ones cannot uplift anyone. So which Kumaris do this? It is you, Brahma Kumaris, the daughters of Brahma. There is a temple built here to Ada Kumaris and unmarried Kumaris, that is, half Kumaris and virgin Kumaris. That is your memorial. We have come in order to make Bharat into heaven once again. The Diwala temple is totally accurate. Heaven is portrayed on the ceiling, but in fact heaven exists down here. The tapasya of Raj Yoga also takes place down here. Those who built the Diwala temple should know about the ones whose temple it is. They have shown Jagapita, Jagadamba, Adidev and Adidevi sitting inside. Acha, whose child is Adidev?
Shiv Babas.
The half Kumaris and unmarried Kumaris are all sitting here doing Raj Yoga. The father says, Man above. You will then become the masters of paradise. Remember liberation and the land of liberation. This is your renunciation. The renunciation of the Jains is very difficult. Their system of plucking their hair out is very severe, whereas here it is easy Raj Yoga. This is also a family path. This is fixed in the drama. A Jain sage established his own new religion, but you couldn't call that the original eternal deity religion. That has now disappeared. Someone started the Jain religion and it then continued. That too is in the drama. Adidev is called the father and Jagadamba is called the mother. Everyone knows that Brahma is Adidev. They are also called Adam and Bibi and Adam and Eve. The Christians do not know that Adam and Eve are now sitting in Tapasya. They are the heads of the human genealogical tree. The father sits here and explains all of these secrets. There are so many temples to Shiva and Lakshmi and Narayan, and so you should know their biographies. The father, the ocean of knowledge, sits here and explains these too. It is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is called knowledgeful, the ocean of knowledge, and the ocean of bliss. None of the sages or holy men, etc., knows the praise of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. They just say that God is omnipresent. And so whose praise is it that they sing? Because they don't know God, they themselves say Shiva Hum. I am Shiva. Otherwise, the praise of the Supreme Soul is so great. He is the seed of the human world tree. The Muslims too say, Gouda, God, created us, and we are therefore his creation. The creation cannot give this inheritance to the creation. No one understands that the creation receives this inheritance from the Creator. That seed is the truth and the living being. He has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. The knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end cannot be in human beings. It can only be in the seed. The seed is living, and so he must surely have all of this knowledge. Only he comes and gives you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world cycle. Put up a board that says, by knowing this cycle, you can become the rulers of the globe in the Golden Age. That is, you can become kings of heaven. This is such an easy matter. The Father says, remember me for as long as you live. I myself give you the mantra that disciplines the mind. You now have to remember the Father. It is by having remembrance that your sins will be absolved. If you continue to spin the discus of self-realization, you will be able to cut off Maya's head. I will make you souls pure and take you back home. You will then take Satyabhrutan bodies. There are no vices there. People ask, how can the world continue without vice? Tell them, perhaps you are not worshippers of the deities, although you do sing praise of Lakshmi and Narayan, and say that they are completely viceless. The world mother and the world father are viceless. They become pure from impure by doing the tapasya of Raj Yoga and then become the masters of heaven. You do tapasya in order to become pure charitable souls. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to remove this old world from your intellect, consider yourself to be a resident of the land of peace as you walk and move along. Earn a true income by remembering the land of peace and the land of happiness, and also inspire others to do the same. 2. Make yourself into a charitable soul by doing the tapasya of Raj Yoga. Constantly continue to spin the discus of self-realization so that Maya's head can be cut off. Blessing. May you become wealthy and constantly experience contentment with the feeling of being full. The wealth of self-sovereignty is this knowledge and the virtues and powers. Those who have a right to self-sovereignty with all of these types of wealth are constantly content. They have no name or trace of any lack of any attainment. To be ignorant of any limited desires is known as being wealthy. They would constantly be bestowers, never beggars. They have a right to constant, unbroken, happy and peaceful self-sovereignty. No type of adverse situation can break their unbreakable peace. Slogan. Those who see the three aspects of time and the three worlds with the eye of knowledge are master knowledgeful. Om Shanti.